This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
BASF regional agronomist Cody Moll talks about some of the early things he's seeing in their agronomics performance trials.
Well, there's a few varieties out there that I'm really excited about this year. Stoneville 5600 B2XF is looking outstanding, especially in those high irrigated situations. The yield potential on that variety is really extremely high, and so I'm really excited to see how that one performs this year. Stoneville 5707 B2XF is also looking really good in that limited irrigation scenarios. The trial that I did harvest, those two were number one and number three. And then we have an experimental out there that it's looking really nice, BX2193 B3XF, so I'm really excited about that one to see how it performs this year too. And then our FiberMax portfolio seems to be doing really well as well.
When it comes to root knot nematodes,
in our portfolio, we've got several varieties that are tolerant to nematodes. The Stoneville 5600 B2XF is outstanding with nematode tolerance. So is FiberMax 1621 GL. It's looking really good. It has very high yield potential in all scenarios, and so that's a great nematode variety. As well as FiberMax 1911 GLT. It also looks very good in those nematode acres.
To find out more, visit igrowcotton.com. I'm Stephen Orr.